proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another lesson relating to Jewish belief. We have looked at a series about men who claim to be the promised Jewish Messiah. Our series concludes with the mention of Moses Luzzatto. He was born in Padua, Italy, at the beginning of the 18th century. Luzzatto received an extensive Jewish education. His writings gave evidence of his knowledge of the Old Testament, the Talmud, and Jewish law. Moses Luzzatto also learned about mysticism while he was a student at the University of Padua. When he turned 20 years old, Moses Luzzatto claimed that he had received instruction directly from a Magid, a celestial being, often an angel. One of his adherents referred to Luzzatto as, quote, the lamp of God, unquote. The same individual also claimed that his teacher received visits from, among others, Adam, Abraham, and the Messiah himself. Well, Luzzatto's contemporaries accepted his special character. Rabbinic authorities in Venice, Italy, threatened to put Luzzatto under a ban. He came to an agreement with those religious authorities, however, promising not to teach mysticism. Luzzatto later left Italy for Amsterdam in the Netherlands. There, he continued to study Kabbalah, but not teach it. Instead, Luzzatto worked as a diamond cutter. Later still, he traveled to Israel, settling down in the city of Acre. Shortly thereafter, a pestilence spread through the area. The plague killed Luzzatto and his family. While in Amsterdam, Luzzatto authored his best-known work entitled The Mesilat Yesharim, or Path of the Upright. In that book, he offered advice about how people could avoid committing sin and how they could obtain prophetic insight through mystical means. Luzzatto authored other books as well. The book Derech Hashem, or The Way of God. Derech Hashem dealt with God's work in connection with creation, as well as delving into the subject of divine justice. He penned another tome entitled Da'at Tevunot, or Knowing Reasons. In that work, he sought to link the human intellect with the soul as a way of discerning the meaning of life. In addition to his religious writings, Moses Luzzatto penned a number of dramatic and poetical works. These efforts, though they seem to have a secular purpose, these efforts contain esoteric or mystical undercurrents. Other books written by Spanish Jews, as well as works from contemporary Italian authors, served to influence Luzzatto in this area. The Haskalah, or Enlightenment movement, which sought to integrate European Jews with the secular world, the Haskalah placed a great emphasis on Luzzatto's non-religious works. In fact, some Jews who subscribed to the tenets of the Haskalah reckoned Luzzatto to be the father of modern Jewish literature. Moses Luzzatto's books also played a prominent role in the Musar, or ethics movement, a movement which developed in the country of Lithuania a century after Luzzatto had died. Rabbi Israel Salantar, one of the leading lights of the Musar, regarded the doctrines found in Luzzatto's Mesilat Yesharim as constituting the core of the Musar movement. Again, Moses Luzzatto was an example of a man who sought to supplement the place that was due to Jesus Christ alone. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another lesson relating to Jewish belief.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.